A pirate fishing vessel intercepted by the Coast Guard last August has been cut up. The head of enforcement for District 17, Captain Philip Thorne, says the Chinese government has disposed of the 177-foot Dacheng.
They sold the vessel for scrap, and the vessel was destroyed. They were not able to prosecute the crew under Chinese law, but they seized the catch, and they sold the catch at auction, and the proceeds went to the government.
The Coast Guard cutter Rush intercepted the Dacheng drift netting on the high seas near Japan. The practice is banned by UN moratorium because of its devastating effects on marine ecosystems. The Rush turned over the vessel to Chinese enforcement after discovering that all the crew members aboard the unflagged vessel were Chinese. Meanwhile, a year and a half after being escorted into Unalaska, the Bangoon Perkasa is still tied up at the dock. But maybe not for much longer. Bidding on the contract for dismantling and disposing of the pirate vessel closed earlier this month. Four companies submitted proposals, but there's no clear timeline for when the contract will be awarded. The Coast Guard chased down the Bangoon Perkasa while it was drift netting in the North Pacific in October 2011. NOAA says it has been paying roughly $30,000 a month for moorage, security, and project management associated with seizure of the vessel. Pirate fishing is on the rise worldwide and is estimated to cost legal fishermen billions of dollars a year in lost revenue.